set this here for a moment. So gratitude for tomorrow. I was so honored and excited that I got to be able to do this weekend, because if you don't know, in this community, the fifth Sunday, usually our fifth Sunday, if there's a five Sunday month, the fifth Sunday is our YOU Sunday. And we give them the opportunity to do the gathering prayer, to do the daily word, to speak, to share their experiences, because a lot of times we don't get to see them because they're in the classrooms and you don't get to meet them really and see what they do. And what an extraordinary gift that we have. I mean, just the three of them sitting here this morning, I can't begin to describe to you how grateful I am. And this is my gratitude for tomorrow, because right here is just three of our tomorrows coming. Four. I'm sorry, Ben, you're right there in front of me. I'm sorry. I'm not ignoring you, sweetie. I'm not. You know I'm not. Apologize. And I just want to say that this idea, I loved what you said, being in the moment, absolutely important. That's all we have. And so we say, well, if all we have is right now, what do we think? Why are we thinking about or worrying about tomorrow? Why are we giving gratitude for tomorrow? Because this moment is the moment that we are creating tomorrow. With our thoughts and our beliefs and our attitudes and how we show up in this moment radiates in the next moment, not 24 hours away from now, but in the next moment when we walk out of here today, who we are right here in this moment, how we greet each other, how we say hello, how we welcome, how we think. That's more important, isn't it? What we think about each other. Because a lot of times we think a lot of things about people that we don't necessarily say. Is this my... Okay. I'm aware of the earring. And it's our thinking that we really have to be aware of in this moment, every moment. Our practice is, where are my thoughts going? What am I creating? What am I creating right now? This month of November, our Wednesday night series has been using the Gratitude Journal. I didn't bring mine, but many of you have them. Many of you attended the class. There's some out. I think they're in the fireside room. Is that right, Leah? They're still for sale. I highly recommend them. It's 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day that are little prompts that you can write. What was I grateful for today? What music did I love listening to today? What food did I love eating today? Who did I like having a conversation with? That 5 minutes can put us into right now, because we have to. This is all we got. The gratitude for tomorrow. There's this thing called expectancy, and you'll see it a lot through the teachings of Thomas Troward and Ernst Holmes. They talk about joyful expectancy, and I'm going to pull one of these up very quickly. Because we talk about here about that our thoughts are creative, our beliefs are creative in this practice, in this teaching. And Ernest Holmes says, from this thing called you, if you remember from the Wednesday night, a lot of you were in that class earlier this year, this book called This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes. I facilitated that class. And page 41, if you're following, the creative law which you use is like a mirror. The thought you hold before it is like an image. The mirror reflects the image you hold before it. Hold there, then, the image of faith and expectancy with enthusiastic conviction and with undying trust. The only thing that can hinder you is yourself. So our gratitude for tomorrow is, I'm grateful for what I have right now. And I can tell you, I am grateful, absolutely grateful for this community. If you've been here a little while, even a little while, I don't know about you, but I think it just gets better and better and better every week, every class, every Sunday that we're here together doing our thing, showing up. And Reverend Jill, and I think I can speak for her, and I know I can, because our mission as the ministers, the leadership of this church, is to provide that safe container for you to show up exactly who you are in your grief and in your joy, in the places that you need and need and need and need to ask for help, and the places where you can give help, the places where you can give assistance and be just a loving presence for someone that may need it, may have forgotten that they are a wonderful, beautiful, divine being. And it is our mission, and I know it is that place that we open for when you feel like there's nowhere else for you to go, when you've forgotten that you are brilliant and divine and beautiful and God expressing. So we give joy, we practice gratitude because it brings us joy. There's this guy that we know as T.R. Chardin, who said, where is it, what he said about joy? I should know this. Joy is the, I'll paraphrase. Joy is the unmistakable evidence for the presence of God. And when we practice gratitude with expectancy, it puts us in that place of joy. It can't do anything but. If you think about what you practice daily, in your daily routine, or maybe your weekly routine, you have a sense of expectancy when you leave your house and you go to the grocery store. You have an expectancy that you're going to walk in the door and the thing that you want to buy and take home is going to be there. Yes? And then you're like, oh, wait, my favorite brand of something isn't here anymore. But in general, we don't think about it. We don't have to think about it. And just like everything else in our lives, in what keeps us alive, our breath, we don't have to think about it. We just expect somewhere in our subconscious, we expect that when we wake up in the morning, we're going to take a breath. We don't have to ask for it. It's given freely. And so our response to that, our natural response is, thank you. I woke up this morning, yay, thank you. I'm aware that I took a breath. We have such an amazing, amazing community here. And one of the things that I want to share with you, this is those things in our gratitude. Yesterday, the Wise Women's thing, some beautiful treasures. You heard the amount, over $650 that everything was brought in on donation. Everything was purchased with a law of offering. There was no price tag on anything. It was what you felt the value was to you. And I know that so many of you keep showing up here because you have a sense there is a value. I hope you feel the value. There's a value that you get. In our gratitude, in our grateful giving, thanksgiving this week, I'm going to encourage you to think about circulation, and circulation, think about it as your breath. You got to have it. It's got to go in. It's got to go out to keep you alive. In our grateful giving, I'm also going to ask you to today's the last day for the Barnabas Connection, I know, but you can still get checks and stuff donation going in. Our food bank that we collect weekly, that is ongoing. It does not stop. There's a lot of people this year that need support. We have a food pantry, if you don't know. We have a food pantry in the kitchen for members of this community. No questions asked. If there's something on the shelf you need, you walk in the door and you take it. Nobody's going to say you can't have it. If you're a little short this week, it's there. That's what it's there for. And one of the other ways so many people give, I am so grateful for the number of people that volunteer in this community. And just by show of hands, and it's probably every single one of you in this room, except for maybe our visitors, how many of you have ever volunteered here at UNIV Winberly for anything? Yeah. That's pretty darn powerful. That's what this amazing community is about. Part of that is also in our financial giving. And I'm just going to lay this little thing right out on the line. People are busy. Lives are busy. We have so many new visitors every week, and I am so grateful for that. And sometimes the giving dips a little bit. And so sometimes we got to asked for a little bit more. It was down last quarter that we started the month of October. Not bad. We are not in dire straits by any stretch of the imagination, because we are a joyfully expectant, prosperity-conscious-minded community, are we not? So I'm just going to do the plain and simple, big old, here it is right on the floor. I'm just going to ask you to step it up just a little bit more. Because of the value that we are dedicated, our youth, Evie Wilkinson, please give her a hand for what she does here. Because of your support, Grace was able to go to South Africa. Because of your support, we have an amazing AV team that can live stream when you want to sit home on a Sunday morning in your jammies. Thank you, gentlemen. Because of your financial support, we have music every Sunday. We have staff, an amazing staff. Leah, incredible. We are able to do so much because of your giving. In the unity and the new thought movement, in particular in other denominations, and I don't know if you know that, we don't get any support from the mothership, from the home church. We don't. We are self-sustaining. We have to be self-sustaining as a nonprofit. So everything that you bring in your time and your talent and your treasures is so greatly appreciated. So greatly appreciated to keep us expanding and growing and offering you classes and all the things that everybody said that they wanted. We're here for you. We're here to do it. So I'm just going to ask you to just open up a little bit more this month and through the end of the year. End of year giving is coming as well. And the other thing I want to share about that in giving and being grateful for tomorrow is that we, as a community, as Unity Community, we are a tithing organization. And from the beginning of the year through the end of September of this year, we tithe to organizations and individuals who are doing good things in the world, more than $28,000. So your giving helps us give, to keep giving, to keep promoting and circulating and growing the good that is happening in the world. That is our gratitude for tomorrow. Does that make sense? Yeah. What is old is new again. Everything old is new again. I love it. And again, Faith and Grace and Kaysen and Ben, you guys are the representatives of the kids. And I know how many sometimes on Sunday mornings, the kids just keep coming. That is the indicator of a tremendously healthy community, is to have the young families and the kids here, and we are so absolutely grateful for that. So joyfully, expectantly knowing that good is here right now, because it is God, and God is the only thing, as we know, first principle of unity. God is all there is. It's good. Life is really, really good. I am grateful. I am grateful for every one of you, for every one of our visitors here today, from wherever you came from. Thank you for being here. For those of you who are relatively new, for our new members, 9 new members that are you're going to see them next Sunday. Those of you who have been here since the beginning of this church, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our musicians, all our volunteers, our ushers, our board members, those of you who just continue to serve and give and give and give. This is a magical, wonderful, wonderful place. Hello. Gratitude for the future, right there, right there. So let's take this into meditation.
So let's start with a breath like we always do and ground ourselves. And I love the idea of planting our feet firmly on the ground that's underneath us in these chairs that we sit in and feeling that energy coming up from this earth, this sacred place, this sacred ground that we call the hill, being up here on the hill. And I'd like you to take a conscious breath in on a slow four count. So we're going to breathe in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. And in, two, three, four, and out, two, three. And you notice that you've brought your attention to your breath, solely to your breath. And just a couple of conscious slow counts. Everything brings you to now. It's the vital thing, the one, the only vital thing that keeps us alive. Without our breath, our heart does not beat. Without our breath, our brain shuts down. So how grateful to notice. Spirit gives us this breath willingly and constantly, asking nothing in return except that we notice. So give thanks. Give thanks that you opened your eyes this morning. Give thanks that you got out of bed, you listened to something that brought you here. I think that call might have been love. You didn't have to ask if it was okay if you could take a breath. You didn't have to ask if you deserved to take a breath. Freely given. From the moment each one of us took our first breaths when we were born on our own in this human experience, we have all come into this world in this human experience with intelligence, spiritual wisdom, and access to an infinite supply of creative power. And the moment we align with that truth, with the truth of our being, the moment we begin to entertain the possibility that we are really made of God's stuff, the moment we recognize that we always have more than we think we need, that's the moment of grace. And the definition of grace is the inner realization that we are already one with God. And what flows naturally then is gratitude and joy. You, me, we are the energy of God. We are the infinite supply of God in action, living, breathing God beings. And And we know that we can return at any moment to our breath. And then gratitude for that breath, and then gratitude for remembering that our breath is the first gift we were ever given. And taking a breath of gratitude opens the door for a little more and a little more and a little more each time. More to be grateful for. And we can give thanks for all that we already have. We can be grateful for the increase of good rushing towards us as we surrender to this truth, knowing that God, that Spirit, is waiting, simply waiting for us to receive it. So breathing, circulating breath. Affirm to yourself, I circulate my good in order to do more good. And with joyful expectancy, I receive more good each day. My tomorrow begins right here, right now, today, with a conscious breath. The circulation of faith and gratitude. So let's take another long, slow, deep breath. Give thanks. I will surrender to my greatest, highest good. I will release any fear that blocks my way. For every step I take is taken, and I am stronger every moment, every day. My mind is willing and my heart is open wide. I trust my instincts and let Spirit be my guide. I vow to live a life that's real and true and free. As I continue walking in this mystery, I will surrender to my greatest, highest good. I will release any fear that blocks my way. For every step I take is taken in pure faith, and I am grateful every moment, every day. There may be walls, there may be roadblocks in my way, but I can choose to take a higher path each day. And now I know that what I thought safe and sound was only habit and regret that held me down. I will surrender to my greatest, highest good. I will release any fear that blocks my way. step I take is taking